Okay, Duchess, this is side two. Duchess, I hate to ask anybody to change my writing address again, because I know it has been changed on several occasions. You probably would be the only one who might want to write to my other address. See, I will get a chance to come to Long Bend occasionally, maybe all 3-4 weeks, you know, to get down here for a visit or a conference or something like that. But Betty has agreed to send my mail and whatnot by distribution. There's a courier just about daily from the headquarters to Iffy. So anything that does come, I will get it. The only thing is that if you want to write me direct, which would be nice, I wouldn't give it out, Duchess, because it would be very confusing. This thing could be very permanent. It might be for the rest of the time I'm in Vietnam. But on the other hand, it could fall through in 2, 3, 4 months. Who knows? I don't plan on staying much longer than that anyway. Okay, it would be headquarters, then put a 1, Duchess, Roman numeral 1, 1st Field Force, Vietnam. 1st Field Force, F-O-R-C-E, Field Force, Vietnam. And then in parentheses next to that, A-G-A, Alpha George Alpha, A-G-A. And then Special Services section, I guess. APO, San Francisco, 96350. 96350. That should get to me if my name is on it. Of course, I have to go around and tell everybody who I am, because not having a female there, they probably won't know. But anyway, that should be my new address. I will confirm that, and if you want to wait until I write you a little note, you can do that. Either way, I don't care, because I will get the mail. It's just a matter of being a little bit delayed. What was I going to say now? I forgot. I will take my little tape recorder, I think, Duchess. I'm going to see how much I can carry out of here tomorrow morning. Right now, as I say, I don't have any more tapes. This is my last one, so you'll have to be a little patient while I try and get some tapes. If I can't get any, I will send a note or something. Okay. Let's see. Another... well, this should be interesting. I'm most curious now as to where I will live. They have a field grade officer's billet up there. It's very nice. I stayed there the last time, except the room I had didn't have any hot water, had no shower, no air conditioning. Well, I don't know if I'm going to get that room again, or if I get a room in the main building. There's two buildings, the main building and the annex, which is right next door to it. Our girls, my girls, we have a club up there, Duchess, and we have three girls. They live in the annex. There was a possibility, I understand, that I might get a room in the main building, which they say is much nicer, but I don't know. I haven't seen the rooms there. And as I say, I don't care. I would like hot water and air conditioning. I don't get too upset whether I have it or not, but we'll see. I'll know more this weekend. Tomorrow, really. So, but the idea of having to, you know, put up a curtain or this, that, and the other thing, I have to take my little lamp up, and I must take my teapot. All these things, you get used to them after a while. And but this room down here, as I say, will be great, because I do have 2 footlockers, and I'll leave that stuff here, and I can take my minimum amount of clothing with me. And then when I come down, I can take things up, just like I did last year when I went down to the Delta, right? But this job, which is new, actually it's not a promotion of any kind, because I'm still a 10, and that's where I'll stay, at the 10 level, I'm pretty sure. But the position in my area is a 10, see? So until that changes, there would be no possibility of going higher. And I really don't care much about going higher, because I would... Oh, let me backtrack. I keep jumping here. So many things. I filed today a 171 form, which is a federal form for employment, Duchess. It's what the government calls a career referral system. And See, I can only stay overseas until November of this year. Well, I plan to come home for the summer. And at least that's my immediate plans right now, to be home for the summer. But I have to, if I'm interested in seeking employment, I must file under the career referral system. And so I filled out all these papers today, and Betty did an evaluation on me, which was good, and I attached everything and mailed it to CPO. And they will process it and send it on to Department of the Army in Washington. And because my contract over here is completed, Duchess, see, I've stayed my 1 year, I've got almost 2 years here, I will be considered immediately. But I'm not sure what for. I mean, if they judge it by my paperwork, in government service, it will be recreation. But I don't want to go into special services. I mean, that's been my whole background in government. So, you know, it'd be like working in a service club in the States somewhere. Anyway, I wanted to pick Zone 1 as a preference for the area to work in. Zone 1 includes Boston, New York, and Philadelphia, the Northeast. And but the woman down here at Civilian Personnel Office, CPO, she advised me strongly to pick Zone 1. I put preference Zone 1, but also to include Zone 2, 3, and 4, which takes in the rest of the United States. So I did it because she said by far that the more liberal you are, the better the chances and so on. I don't know. I guess I can turn down what I don't like, Duchess. I'm not sure how this whole system works, but I did leave it very flexible. And the other disadvantage to this form was that once you get a confirmed offer, or one that you accept, I guess, you have a maximum of 30 days before you start to work, which would be very difficult to get out of here and have any time at home before I had to go back to work. I mean, it takes, for emergencies, they can get you out of here immediately, but normally it takes a month to get out of here. And so I don't know how these things work out, and I'm not going to worry about it. But I would like to stay in federal government. One reason is that we got another raise. You probably read it in the paper, or may perhaps heard it, or have seen it on TV. It was approved, and it'll probably be effective on next pay period. But, Duchess, on these forms that I had to make out, I had to list all my grade titles and jobs and everything within the government, well, all the way back. But I had to put down the wage increases. Do you know that I have had 12, Duchess, with this last one, counting this last one, I have had 12 wage increases in the last 4 years. Now, it's almost unbelievable. I have been lucky because I have been promoted, I don't know, 4 times or something. Plus, I have had the general overall wage increase for everybody, and then, of course, my step increases that occur annually. So I have had 12 raises. When I started 4 years ago, 4 years and 3 months, my beginning base salary was $5,331, right. As of January 1st this year, Duchess, it's $12,285. Isn't that fantastic? That's more than doubled my base salary. Of course, my base salary doesn't count any overtime or 25% differential or holiday pay or anything else. It's just base salary is $12,285 a year for my grade, GS-10 Step 3. So if I could get employment in the States at that salary, it would be very nice, at least until I either found something else or perhaps find something in government work that I liked. I don't know, but I thought it would be certainly worth a try. I think I'd be a little foolish if I didn't at least try. Also, excuse me, I had, you know, I belong to the National Recreation Parks and National Recreation and Parks Association. And I applied to them, or we might have to mail them something, seeking employment. And they sent me a list of openings. And there was one or two in New Jersey. This would mean I'd have to write a resume and all this good stuff. But, which I might do, Duchess. I don't know. I don't get around to doing anything. The other thing is you never know about these jobs until you go there and actually see what you're supposed to be doing. But I think I would like to keep in the realm of government work with the grade I have, if possible. So perhaps I'll give them a try. This tape is running out very quickly. So many things. Anyway, the big thing was my move. I had a lovely package from Chocho just a few days ago. She had sent an evening bag, a little one, a gold one with a chain on it. Very nice, very nice. And also she had candy, lots of candy, Tootsie Rolls, raisins, boxes of little boxes of raisins. And she had a little tape in there of one song that she had sung this past summer. And she had a little note. And I guess that was about it. Anyway, it was, oops.